I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a story for Comprehensible Input. The Input English channel provides a lot of content for Comprehensible Input for English language learning. The way Comprehensible Input works is if you can listen to the stories and discussions, and if you can understand in general what they are about, if you can follow the story, you will absorb the language. Your level in English will relentlessly improve with exposure to the language by this method. Comprehensible Input has solid scientific underpinnings and nearly 50 years of experience using this to teach languages worldwide. In this story, we join David, the young college student who has just returned home after his first year of college. As you may know from watching other videos, David's parents are Bill and Ginger, and David's younger sister is Charlotte. Charlotte is a 14-year-old girl who just finished her 9th grade of school, and she plays the French horn. When David returned home, his first order of business was to get a summer job, which he did. In other episodes, you may have seen how David got his summer job. Today, David has an interesting problem, and he doesn't know quite how to handle it. It's Sunday morning, and he would like to resolve his problem. He needs some advice. He thought about going to his mom, and then he thought about maybe going to his dad. He didn't want to make a big deal out of this and bring them together to discuss it as a family. So he decided on broaching the subject with his dad. Now, David had slept in. He stayed up late, texting and watching videos. So he slept in. He slept through the family breakfast and then later got up and fixed some breakfast for himself. It's now about 10:30 in the morning. David encountered his mom in the hallway. She was gathering things up for some laundry. And he asked where his dad was. She said, oh, he's probably puttering around in his shop. Now, puttering around is a casual term for doing something but not specifying what it is. It suggests that whatever the person is doing is not very important. She did not specify that he was rebuilding a carburetor, and that's what he was actually doing. To her, he was puttering around. David said thanks and went out to his dad's shop. Now, when we say the shop, it's the garage. It was always Ginger's great wish and expectation, really, that she would park her car in a garage. But it was always Bill's great wish to have a well-equipped shop where he could do a variety of repairs, restorations, and fabrications. He wanted to make things and fix things in his shop. So Bill commandeered the garage. He took it over. There was no room for a car in this garage. It was full of equipment, boxes, workbenches, and a variety of other things related to what he was doing. When David got out into the shop, he found his dad at the workbench working on a carburetor. He was rebuilding a carburetor, that is, he was putting in new parts and discarding worn out parts. He was renewing the carburetor so that it would function, hopefully, as if it was new. This carburetor came off an old gasoline engine that Bill is restoring. When David got into the shop, he greeted his dad, who looked up from the bench and returned the greeting. Good morning, David. How did you sleep? David said, oh, so-so. Now, when David said, oh, so-so, he means neither good nor bad. It was okay. Bill continued, "So what do you have on your mind? You look like you have something on your mind." David said, "Well, I was hoping you would give some advice." Without looking up from the carburetor, Bill said, "Sure, shoot." David said, "I don't know where to start. See, there's this girl." With that, Bill put down his screwdriver, put his glasses up on the top of his head, turned and looked straight at David and said, "Oh, tell me more. Who is this girl?" David said, "Well, her name is Audrey. Audrey Lynn. I met her at school." Bill said, "So what's she like?" David said, "Well, she's very interesting. She's very different." "And where did you meet her?" his dad asked. David said, "Well, I'm not even sure I know. I just saw her around campus, and I saw her off and on, you know, every week or so. And initially, I didn't pay much attention to her. She was just one of many people going to school. But then I started seeing her more often. I saw her in the library. I saw her in a coffee shop. In the library, she was reading a giant book. In the coffee shop, she was wearing her usual beret and reading another giant book. We didn't have any classes together. We didn't appear to know anybody in common, but I just kept seeing her on campus. And she just got more and more interesting. She has dark red hair, auburn hair, and she tends to wear berets. I've never seen her without a book." Bill said, "That sounds interesting. Where's this going? Did you ever say anything to her, or are you just admiring her from afar?" David said, "No, I got up the courage to say hello to her. I saw her in the coffee shop, and there was a table next to her that was vacant, and so I just sat down right next to her at the next table. She didn't look up from her book when I did that. I was trying to make eye contact with her, but that was impossible. My attempt to introduce myself to her was going nowhere, so I just blurted something out. I don't even know what I said." It was then that she looked up. She looked right at me, and I froze. I don't recall what she said, but basically she invited conversation, so I introduced myself. She introduced herself as Audrey, and I found out that she was an English major. I didn't know what to say next, so I asked her what she was reading, and she said Metamorphosis. And that's where I made my first big mistake, because I asked what it was about. When David said that, Bill winced. Oh, when I asked what it was about, that exposed the fact that I had no idea what that book was. And she was fairly kind. She said, "It's about a guy who woke up as a cockroach, you know, Kafka." And I honestly said, "I haven't read it. It sounds bizarre." She said, "It's pretty strange. It's Kafka." I asked her if she liked Kafka, and she said yes. I thought maybe I'd have to read that sometime. We talked for a long time. We found that we were very different, but somehow opposites attract, because we had a wonderful time. She had a great sense of humor. She knew a lot of things, and I just had a great time talking to her. We must have talked for well over an hour. And then she abruptly said, "Oh, I've got to go," checking her phone to confirm the time, and then she stood up. When that happened, I thought, "Oh no, she's going to get away. What do I do? What do I say?" I didn't know what to say, so I didn't say anything. As she stood up, she said, "I had a great time talking to you today. When are we going to get together and do this again?" I was astonished. She was very forward, very clear that she wanted to get together again, presumably over coffee. Bill said, "Sounds like magic to me. This is all sounding great. So what's the problem, and why would you need advice?" Well, that was the first meeting, the first of many. We got together a lot. And then we had a date. We actually went out and had a meal together. And each time we got together, it was more interesting, more fun. But this was all happening at the end of the school year. So we've only been together about 6 weeks in our developing romance. And then the end of the school year came and she went home. She lives 200 miles from here. We've been texting a lot since I got home, and I spent a long time on the phone with her last night. She said she wanted to meet the family. She was interested in knowing more about my family, you, Mom, and Charlotte. And so I suggested that she come here for a visit. She said she could borrow her mom's car on the weekend and maybe stay over Sunday night and make it a long weekend. At work, I asked the foreman, Pete, if I could free up a Monday, take a Monday off without getting into trouble with the construction company. Pete said, that would be no problem. We can handle that. Just let me know in advance so that I can fold that into my plans. Bill said, so it sounds like she's going to come and visit for a long weekend. She's going to provide her own transportation. And the only question is when and how to tell your mom. David smiled and said, exactly. Bill said, well, this is not going to be difficult. Let's go in the house and just ask your mom straight up. What does she think? When would it be good and would it be okay? Because she'll want to organize a guest room setup. We're not really fixed for a guest room at the moment, but I'm sure we can organize something. With that, they walked in and found Ginger in the laundry area. She was folding clothes out of the dryer so that she could transfer the next load from the washer into the dryer. This was her laundry day at the beginning of the week. She always wanted Monday to arrive with all the laundry done. It was Bill that addressed his wife, Ginger. He said, Ginger, I need your opinion on how we should do something. She turned and looked at the two of them. And Bill said, David has a lady friend that he would like to bring to meet the family, another student at school. And the question is, when should we schedule this for perhaps a long weekend, maybe Friday night through Monday morning? And how do we organize a place for her to stay in the house? Ginger looked over at David and said, who is this mystery lady? Rather than tell the entire story all over again, David said, her name is Audrey Lynn, and she lives a couple hundred miles from here, but she can borrow her mom's car and drive here. What would be a good time to do it? Ginger thought for a second and said, well, really, any weekend. Next weekend would be fine. The weekend after that, we don't have any big events on the calendar. So both of those weekends would be fine. What did you have in mind? David said, well, maybe next weekend. Ginger said, that's fine with me. And in terms of where to sleep, that's not going to be a problem because although we're not set up for a guest room, we do have that futon couch. So I would propose that we set up your room as the guest room where she can stay, and then you can camp out on that futon couch. David nodded, accepting that plan. He was happy to give up his room for his guest. Ginger said, just let me know if that's the plan. I'm sure you'll be talking to her. And if that's the plan, just let me know so that I can have a little extra food in the house and plan some fun meals. And of course, you can help me set up the futon couch as a bed. and we should wash the linens on your bed. David smiled and said, thanks, Mom. That's great. I'll give her a call and I'll get back with you on which weekend she thinks is going to be best for her and her family. In the next episode, we will see how this visit, when Audrey came to meet the family, unfolded. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.